Our next guest says car thefts are up in the Milwaukee area, but aside from the stress and strain of a stolen car, she says there can be hidden costs that can come as an unwelcome surprise if the car is eventually recovered. Claire Hannon joins us now. She wrote about the price of car theft for Milwaukee Magazine, where she's a senior editor. Claire, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, first, how big an issue is car theft in the Milwaukee area these days?
The last few years, it seems to have been quite a bit worse than others. There were over 7,000 thefts in 2015, and I saw a recent TV news report that in the last, 4 or 5 years, it's gone up 160%, 160%, but there have been worse decades for it. The 90s, apparently, were particularly bad. But anyways, these last few years have been pretty bad, especially with youth offenders.
And are there certain areas in the region that are worse than others when it comes to car theft?
Mm-hmm. The spokesman for the Milwaukee Police told me that about 60% occur on the north side, 35% on the south side, and then 5% on the east side. And that's in 2016 so far.
Now, what caught our eye here on Central Time was a piece you wrote about the hidden costs of car theft for people whose car mm-hmm. is stolen, and it goes beyond the car. Now, obviously, in general, nobody wants their car to be stolen. There's a lot of, of problems that it leads to, but it goes beyond the obvious. What did you find out?
Yeah, well, a former editor here went to his barber, and his barber was telling him that his car was stolen and that it was towed because he couldn't come get it right away. And then he had to pay almost $200 as a towing fee. And that it was sort of treated just like a regular tow, as if he would have had, unpaid parking tickets or something. So anyways, that barber is the barber in my story. And so I just started calling started with the Milwaukee Police to figure out kind of why you would be charged a towing fee when you'd think it would be good news that they recovered your car.
And it's all down to geography and where your car turns up is what you found out.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Anthony, his car was stolen in Milwaukee but recovered in St. Francis, who puts the towing cost on the victim of the car theft. Had the car turned up in Milwaukee, he wouldn't have had to pay that cost because the city of Milwaukee pays for those.
So if, and you have no control over this, obviously, if your car is stolen in Milwaukee, you're really hoping that it ends up being left in Milwaukee, because almost exclusively all the other local communities, it's on your dime if it has to be towed.
Pretty much Milwaukee, and the spokesman for Wauwatosa told me they usually pick up the fee. Milwaukee, you want it to stay there, hopefully.
Talk about that anecdote from the barber. You said something about in a timely fashion. That was a very narrow window, it sounds like.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time asking different municipalities, how long will you wait for an owner to show up and come get your car or come get their car? And it varied, and no one really had a firm answer because they're usually leaving an officer to stand there and wait with your car for you to come. And if you can't come in, so the reasonable time window kind of varies, and it's kind of up to that officer's discretion. And an hour might be reasonable on that particular day, or 20 minutes might be reasonable.
Right, for your barber, I think it was, hey, come get your car in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah. And of course, when you don't have a car, that can be pretty hard to arrange a ride in, within minutes of finding out that your car has been recovered. If you can't get, and then of course, if you can't get there for multiple days for whatever reasons, then you'll often be charged a storage fee.
As you talk to a lot, and we're just about out of time, as you talk to local police departments, is there any thought that this was unreasonable, or is this just going to be the way things work where they are now?
You know, one of them kind of asked me, like, well, who else is supposed to pay? You know, who else is supposed to pick up this cost? That was an interesting response as far as, but the rest of them were pretty much like, yeah, this, we don't love doing this because you already are the victim of a crime.
Well, Claire, thanks for joining us today.
Okay, thanks so much, Rob.
Claire Hannon is senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. She joined us to talk about some of the hidden costs of car theft, of getting your car stolen in the Milwaukee area and surrounding communities.